My name is James O'Leary. I'm going to be reading my poem, Blue Period. Blue Period. It's 9:31 p.m. where the end of the city tinges the sea. An empty spider web hangs motionless between the blinds and the closed window leaking the street's neon onto the unmade bed. No moon, not even the comfort of wine. Bottles shaped like the body I want and will never have. I keep thinking about the group of boys I passed huddled around their broken car like priests over an altar. I want to drink to forget. It makes the fashion of my sadness tolerable. Driving on the highway, city fluxed, sober, trying to ignore my engine light, my mind's tidal drift reminds me I never made it to my childhood best friend's funeral. Avoided it so I didn't have to see his family, the sharp angles of his still face. The radio asks where the joy has gone. I try to find it. I do. I admire clouds, make food for the people I claim to love. And the difference between a claim and a lie is my hands. Their learned fluency and devotion under the passage of each spent moon. And the difference between the end of the sea and the start of the sea is how I feel when I open the window and listen to the pages of the water turn. Tonight, the sky tastes like ozone and thyme. I buy a bouquet of chrysanthemums for my beloved, a full tank of gas. There's safety from suicidal ideation and imagining the material reality of the other drivers, the names of their daughters, or sons as strange as wildflowers a loved one might leave on their sudden tombs. After I spend the night piecing back together what fragments I can still recall of my first friend's face, I am however sober it takes to watch the ghosts of our hometown retreat from the blanket of the rising sun.